Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yo, yo, on today's Patreon bonus podcast, I broke down this local asshole who's going to prison for 2.5 years for stealing PPP loans. No, it's not a guy who owns radio stations. It's another dude. Maybe down the road, that other story will manifest. But for right now, I covered this story, and I think you're going to like it. The full show is available for free. Sign up for a 7-day free trial at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Here you go. Look at this dude. For a second here, when I saw this story, I thought, is that producer Joe? No. This guy looks way too happy to be producer Joe. Headline: man who used COVID loans for car, comma, wedding gets prison. Oh, yeah, I should have read the headline. There's no way anybody would want to marry producer Joe. Producer Joe is not that great with ladies. He's good in the short game, but his long game is lacking. I don't know if you know this, but there are several women that I know who would not really support any idea of Joe having a good long game. Burns hot and bright, and then it gets something bad happens. Everywhere I turn around, there's women I know who used to have sex with Joe. And now those women aren't really interested in that type of treatment anymore. Maureen says this guy looks like our old pal Freebeer in 10 years. I don't know about that. Ashley, she once was in a relationship with Joe, our very own Ashley here. She says 1 out of 5 stars, do not recommend. Well, ladies, if you do want to try to tackle Joe as a project, a fixer-upper, I know some women do that. You'll have to go to Oakland, California and start hanging out at the climbing gyms. And you will run into our pal Joe. Ashley, or Chris says that Ashley probably gave Joe a 1-star Google review. All right. This really doesn't have anything to do with Joe. Well, no, it kind of has something to do with Joe. Because if I have anything to do with it, you're going to see a headline similar with Joe's picture next to it, where it says, man who used COVID loans gets prison. I even posted about this on Facebook. This guy is Curtis James Vandermolen. He's going to prison. Because according to what I read, our very own Joe St. Gassman, he got 2 PPP loans for radio stations to meet payroll. Now, unless if our boy Joe just happened to buy some radio stations and we don't know about it while he was on the air with Free Beer and Hot Wings, this could be bad. This could be bad for him. Because what happened to this guy right here could in fact happen to St. Gaslight, which would probably make all of these women who have dated him and had sex with him very, very happy. I know that this would make Ashley happy. She had sex with Joe. Yeah, she did. She's the one who invented Flying Laptop Day. Rachel, she had sex with Joe too. Nikki, she had sex with Joe. Now, Joe's ex-wife, I forget her name. She is a Joe sympathizer. She would not be happy with this. Let's see. Then there is Gina in New Jersey. She had sex with Joe.
God.
You guys had sex with a lot of chicks. I've had sex with three women in my life. Three! Anyway, this guy got busted. He defrauded the COVID-19 relief, the PPP, the same loan that, according to what I read online, Joe got, this guy got. Curtis James Vandermolen of Kentwood, Michigan. He got 2.5 years in prison and asked to pay $170,000 in restitution after pleading guilty to bank fraud and money laundering. According to court documents, after filing 9 bankruptcies in numerous states, Vandermolen submitted for a PPP loan on behalf of a fake company called Breakout Strategies on July 23rd, 2020. You know, and like similar to the Joe story, but Joe owns radio stations, according to what I read. So to meet payroll for his radio stations, Joe got loans. But this guy had a fake company. Joe wouldn't do that, would he? This guy falsified bank statements to make it appear like the company was in business as of February 15th, 2020. However, he didn't organize it until August of 2020. He was approved for a $100,641 loan. Court documents show he withdrew $18,752 to pay for a 2010 BMW convertible. So, $18,000 for a fucking used car. He also purchased 2 guns. All of the money from the first loan was spent by February 3rd. A week later, he applied and received a second loan of $69,361. He used that money to pay for other personal expenses and luxury items like a May 2021 wedding on a boat in Florida. Well, that's not a great way to start out your marriage, Mr. Vandermolen. And it could be anybody's name in there. It could be James or Jack or Joe. Ashley says, do you think that headline is making him sweat? Who, my dear? Who are you referring to? Making this guy, Vandermolen, sweat? Well, no, it's not going to make Vandermolen sweat. He's already faced the music. He's been caught. A very simple investigation revealed that he was guilty, and now he's going to prison. Ashley says, you know, any old Joe, I would imagine that if anyone within the sound of my voice or of reading my post, that this person inappropriately took money from the government and then spent it for personal use when it was supposed to be used for small businesses. I think that anybody would be just fingers crossed that no one would make a big deal about it, so that others would find out about it who would want to investigate these things. That's just my gut feeling, you know. You mean, like, if I defrauded the government and then I found out that it was being kicked around flippantly on some asshole's podcast, I'd be worried as shit. By the way, Darla is almost as big as Bruce right now. Almost as big as Bruce. Ashley says, like this guy, $18,000 this dude is going to prison for 2.5 years. Can you imagine if any old Joe blew through $40,000+? Well, I tell you what. Somebody's going to find out about that. Probably today or tomorrow. Interesting. By the way, feel free to share this with any old Joe if you happen to know the guy. You never know. All you have to do is hit the share button on the live stream. You have permission to share this. That's it. You want the full episode? Sign up for 7 days free. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Every day I put up a Patreon bonus. We do Who Are These Zanes, which is Ben and I listening to old clips of your old pal EZ making an ass of himself on the radio, more so than I'm doing now. And there's the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. There's a ton there for you. Check it out for 7 days free. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.